About 4,000 youth are estimated to be homeless in Pima County. Dane Binder is the program director of Youth on Their Own, a nonprofit organization that helps homeless teens graduate from high school. He says homelessness for teens is not the same as it is for adults.
With kids, it's a little bit different. The McKinney-Vento Act really defines kids as being homeless who are not living with biological parents. Sometimes they're either couch surfing, so they have a shelter, occasionally living with family members, and some of them do live outside on the streets. But there are about, as near as we can tell, and this is really tough to, it's a tough estimate to make, but we estimate that there are about 4,000 homeless kids in Pima County. And there's research which also indicates about 4,000 foster kids, which are a little bit different.
Some of those young people are American citizens whose Mexican parents have been deported. Binder says the issue is not unique to Tucson, but it is prevalent in this community, where 60% of the homeless teen population is Hispanic.
Last year, about 2.5% they informed us that their parents were deported. This year, the number has grown to about 4%. And interestingly and unfortunately, it's likely higher than that because a lot of the kids are a little bit afraid to talk about, what happened to their parents because they may have other family members that are living in the community that may be undocumented.
When kids apply to be part of Youth on Their Own, they have to say why they lack a permanent home, and Binder says that's not easy for them.
Kids don't like to come forth with that information, so they'll say things to us like, my parents chose to move back to Mexico. And so if we sit down with that kid and dig a little bit deeper, oftentimes what comes out is that their parents were, detained and given the option of, going through the legal proceedings or being deported back to Mexico.
Some kids can go a long time without hearing from their parents and are not sure whether they were deported or taken to immigration detention centers in the U.S. Many of these teens have never been to Mexico or do not speak Spanish. All they know is life in the U.S. as American kids. Binder says the teens he talks to say it's not easy for their parents to take them to Mexico.
They don't have documents to allow them to cross the border. A lot of them become involved in the foster care system or the child welfare system because they're being taken from their parents. So they become their guardians. And depending on the CPS caseworker, it may not be, I don't know what their policies are, so I really can't speak to that. But a lot of them just can't go with their parents legally. They can't.
Ricardo Peña is the Mexican consul in Tucson. He says kids who are American citizens cannot just move to Mexico with their parents when their parents are deported. However, Mexican parents can apply for their American children to become Mexican citizens.
Mexico recognizes a dual citizenship, and that doesn't affect you in any possible way, being an American citizen.
He says the Mexican Constitution grants Mexican children the right to attend public schools in the country, and the sons and daughters of undocumented parents who are deported could apply for that citizenship. But there are many families in the U.S. who are either not aware of the possibility of dual citizenship or who do not apply.
I acknowledge that probably sometimes a number of services are not widely known. Here at the consulate, on a very recorded manner, we offer more than 35 different services for dual Mexican citizens.
Dane Binder, with Youth on Their Own, says in 2012, about 50 teens in Tucson lacked a permanent home and found themselves homeless because their parents were deported. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.